We're cautiously going to reopen the box office.
Okay.
So, yeah, just been under guidance from people in the community saying that there are people who can't afford a six pack. And I'm sensitive to that. So we'll just go for it and hope that lots of the membership continues to just buy memberships. And that's certainly been the case. I've got probably 20 members right now, and probably another 5 or 10 six packs of people have ordered over the long, over the last week since I posted on the Facebook. So yeah, it's looking good. I'm going to advise people to wear masks coming in if they feel comfortable with that. I know some people will wear them and will wear them probably during the movies.
I mean, some people are quite used to it these days, so.
Yeah, I wear my mask when I go to the grocery store.
So the box office opens means that, people can choose, if there's one or two films or just a few films that you want to go see, you can just come that night, get a ticket at the door kind of thing.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
Yeah. But, is it still beneficial? Do you still hope that people buy the passes just in terms of the longevity, just so that you don't have to worry about attendance every week kind of thing?
Yeah, I hope people will kind of continue to support the society in the spirit of COVID. We had 100 members, and we probably had an average of about 60 people come to every film. So that meant that people picked and choose their films, and they didn't care if they didn't come to a film, even though they'd paid to come to it.
Right.
Right. So, and it'll work out. It always does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about what's on offer. Like the opening film is looks like a biopic of Leonard Cohen. What else is on tap?
Well, try to mix it up with something for everybody. And, a lot of times people come and think they're going to hate something and they love it, and vice versa. And that's the same for me. I've never seen any of these movies when I bring them in. It's just a delight to be able to put together a program that people look forward to. I have two TBAs in December, which I don't tend to like to do, but I think there's going to be some interesting films that are going to come out, or they're already out, but they're at film festivals and whatnot. And so I'm hoping to put in a couple of real barn burners in December. But it's a good series. It's a mixed bag. There's documentaries. Fire of Love is a documentary about volcano chasers.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be interesting. 3,000 Years of Longing is a film about a genie. Charlotte is an animation, which should prove to be interesting. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is going to, I think, be a draw for Mount A students. I think there's some star power. That's how people come down to Film Society from up the hill there. It seems like got to have some star power, and then everybody buzzes about it, and then they come down en masse. And obviously, we haven't seen that in the last couple of years. But yeah, it was very strange during COVID. We had like maybe 10 students memberships, and probably five of them I gave away.
You've mentioned that before, that it over the
Yeah.
years, it's less and less sort of a university community film society and more Sackville general community film society, would you say?
Well, I've never seen it as a Mount A thing. That's why it's called the Sackville Film Society. But yes, you're absolutely right. It has flipped from being 80% Mount A faculty and students and 20% community members to probably the exact opposite. Which, I mean, that's fine. People get out to what they want to see, and I think that as long as we can keep the theater downtown going, which I love and firmly believe in the importance of that, and getting cinema, real cinema going, so people can experience what it's like to go to a movie the way it should be viewed, in a collective spirit, and you know, people emotionally taking in something that's on a big screen.
That was Sackville Film Society director Thaddeus Halonia.